You really need to talk to the folks here at Next Level. I've got to tell you, just speaking to the people here, they are fired up, they get it, they've got the right balance, and they're all increasing their income, they're increasing their production.
But you're dealing with people that are in the trenches dealing with this, are practitioners, had failures, had successes, learned from it, and it's about helping you not just like get through the next month, but it's about creating legacy business for yourself.
And I can tell you that you are mission focused. I know you're purpose focused, and I can tell you that every loan officer that I've communicated with that's been part of your platform has been a raving fan.
This is the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast, a proud founding member of the Real Disrupt Podcast Collaborative. You can check out more awesome podcasts at realdisrupt.com. And now, Kenneth Travis and Sean Zalmanoff.
Well, hello, hello. Here we are, another episode of the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Man, we've got a great episode. I'm joined with fellow Next Level coach and founder, Sean Z. What up, Sean?
What's up, Kellen?
And the third leg to this stool, Mr. Shane Kidwell. What's up, Shane?
What up, brothers? I like to think that we're pillars, not a stool.
Well,
pillars, but you know.
Pillars are good too. Pillars are good too. Hey, appreciate you guys being here. It's the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast. The number one most downloaded loan officer podcast out there right now. Did you guys know that?
I did know that. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I'm glad to hear that.
So yeah, we love to be a resource for loan officers, and today is no exception to that. And we are covering, Shane, this is probably a topic that you cover more than any of us. In fact, if you've ever been to a live event that we've done, this is something that we teach while we're at a live event. It's that important. It's really, you could almost call it foundational to Next Level and what we teach and what we want our loan officers doing. And that is something we call power conversations. So listen, if you're a loan officer and you're not in Next Level, first and foremost, you can go to becomenllo.com, and for like $197 a month, you can get in our fold and get everything that we're talking about, plus a ton more. But if you're not a Next Level and you're just a loan officer and you're listening to this, I want you to stop what you're doing. Maybe you're sitting at your computer, maybe you're riding in the car, and really focus, because I'm telling you guys, what we're going to share with you, if done correctly, can dramatically change the trajectory in your business. And Shane's going to be sharing a little bit about that. So Shane, tell us a little bit about Power Conversations. I know you developed it for your group. So give our listeners a listen on that.
Yeah. You know, when I started in the business, I think everything I did was a reaction to a negative feeling. And so I want to kind of ask the audience here if they've ever felt what I felt. Have you ever, on a Sunday evening, had a client call you out of the blue? They call your work number, they call your personal number, they email you, they text you, because they want you available to answer a question that you know you've already answered. Or you know that they never read your email, watched your video, read your handbook. They never followed through on what you gave them. Has that ever happened to you? Happened to me quite a bit when I was new in my career. Have you ever had a client that wants the best rate, the lowest fee, the quickest process, the best team, the best follow-up? They want everything. They want good, fast, and cheap. And when that doesn't all align, because it's really hard to be good, fast, and cheap, they get mad. Have you ever had a client that you knew from like day five under contract was going to give you a bad review no matter what you did? Have you ever had that? Have you ever felt like the client was running the deal, not you or your team? You know, if you have ever had those feelings, it makes your stomach turn. And I had that often when I was new in my career. And I think a big reason for that was because I didn't have a plan for powerful conversations, which are your intake calls. That's that first real conversation with the lead. And so what this is all about is setting the expectations early and often, and making sure that you have a very narrow door for entry into your process. And here's what I mean by that, Kellen and Sean. So client would call, and actually let's back up, because typically the leads for me would come in as an introduction from a referral partner. So before I even have the power conversation with the lead, I have a powerful conversation with an agent, my referral partner, and I explain to them what their client, what they can get while they work with us, what they can expect to receive from the process. And again, guys and gals, if you're like I was, you're probably a mascot that changes with your audience. So imagine if you had an agent said, man, I love the Texas Longhorns. You run over, get your little, I forget the name of that Texas Longhorn mascot. You get on your...
Oh, that's Bevo.
Shane. Okay, there you go. You get on your cattle horns and yeah, go Texas. And you're in your... Then they go, actually, the next guy comes and says, I'm a Oklahoma Sooner. You get on your Sooner and you're cruising down in your little wagon. Then they say, actually, you know, I'm an Oregon Duck, which I don't know why anyone would be a fan of Oregon, but let's just say the word. Then you have to run over, get your duck hat on, take off your Schooner hat, and take off your Texas Longhorns. That's what we do all the time. We basically are whatever the consumer or the referral partner wants us to be. We don't have a plan. We aren't a brand. We don't have any structure to our expectations. We just do what people want, which causes us to get exhausted, frustrated, irritated. It creates a process where it's unfair to the consumer and it's unfair to us because we aren't telling them what they can expect from us and we don't know what we can expect from them. So that's where this conversation comes into play. And so this is all based on setting the expectation early of who you are. It's imagine if you went on a first date, a blind date, and you had a goal of, you know, going on this blind date, you're going to meet 50 women or 50 men, and you have to pick a spouse that night. You're in theory, if you do this well, you're going to put yourself out there. You're going to say, listen, I like to drink coffee. I'm a workaholic. I like to travel to Bermuda twice a year. I eat a lot of garlic, so I have to brush my teeth 3 times a day. I like personal time from 9 p.m. to midnight. I like to get up at 5 and go on a jog, and I really want to go on a jog with my spouse. Imagine if you were really crystal clear, and that person goes, I'm out. I'm not into that. Another one goes, yeah, that's not me. Third goes, actually, I kind of like all those things. Imagine how much easier that relationship is when you put yourself out there up front. That's what we're doing in these conversations. And so here's how it goes. So the agent who you've trained what they can expect to receive from you and your team, you've trained them on what they can receive from you. You've trained them on how to introduce a lead to you. And it's dependent on your system. Again, your system, not their system. So for me and my system, the best way to introduce somebody to us is through an email that's sent to my team. My team consists of 5 amazing young ladies. They are all on that thread. The beauty of that is, and I coach the agent, hey, agent, like I'm out busy doing a lot of marketing, vision casting, strategizing to help you build your business. When you send a referral in, I'm typically not at my desk. We are all about speed to respond to your request. So send it to our team email. My whole team sees it. I want to introduce you to them, and they're going to be on it within, you know, anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. And this is how they'll respond. And this is the communication we use. And this is what you can expect to receive. When the agent opts into that, you move forward. Now, if the agent says, I don't like that, I want you to be available 24/7. I want to call your personal cell and have you pick up the phone. It's your job to say no. Because if you say yes to everything, you are saying no to something. You're either saying no to your health, you're saying no to your family, you're saying no to your personal time, you're saying no to the right referral partners who would opt into your system. You're saying no to all the right things and yes to all the wrong things. You're putting on the different mascot hat every day. And I personally had this happen. So last year, our top referral partner would blast us on the weekends, at night, on holidays. And it got to the point where a 5-minute call on a Saturday was like the most infuriating 5 minutes of my life because he didn't respect me, right? And so it doesn't matter how much time. When somebody doesn't respect you, it could be a minute. You are out, especially after you've worked like we have in our business, like we did last year. Some of us 50, 60 hours, some of you more, right? So by the time you get to Saturday or Sunday, that private time, your peace, that is extremely valuable. So this agent would blast me, and I finally had enough. It was Memorial Day and Mother's Day, 2 really important holidays for me. One, I reflect back on my dad's life who passed away when I was young. The other, my mom was a single mom. I take my mom out and treat her like a queen. Those 2 days you don't mess with in my world. And at the end of the day, they're both national. Like one of them's a national holiday, right? Like, so there's really not an excuse at that point for this agent. So as I called the agent on Monday, I said, hey man, I got to be honest with you. This system doesn't work for me anymore. I feel like you don't necessarily understand how I work and that's my fault. So let me tell you how we work. Come to find out what that agent would do. He, like me and like many of you, would put on a different mascot hat every time he met with a listing agent. He says, hey, I tell the listing agent I will do whatever they want. I'll communicate however they want. I'll work whenever they want. That's a part of how I win the deal. And I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, no wonder this relationship sucks. This guy will never respect me because he doesn't respect himself. And so at that point, I dumped the agent. I had my top loan partner on the phone. So she heard how I respected her and what I thought about my team with the agent. I said, that's not going to work for me anymore. I think you're a great guy. Would love to do business with you, but that's not how we roll. And so I'm going to have to move on without you. And what's interesting is the agent said to me, he goes, well, it sounds like you're just a 9-to-5 lender. It showed that he was so disconnected from the quality, what we did, because he didn't appreciate what we appreciate, right? So before I even get into the lead conversation, that power conversation, this is a key component of this, guys. You have to make sure you set your boundaries and your standards with your referral partners. If you don't, you get trampled on, and you know what it feels like. You're all sitting there right now cringing, going, because you know if that one agent calls you right now, you're instantly like in a negative place because you know how they're going to treat you, what they're going to demand of you. And last time I checked, one of the main reasons we all like this industry is we get to be entrepreneurs and feel, look, and act like our own business owners. Well, a business owner typically doesn't get dragged around by their vendors, and yet we do all the time. So that's something that I just want to pause for a moment and make sure that sinks in with you. If you allow your referral partner to dictate the process, you will get dragged through the mud. You'll be unhappy, unsatisfied, overwhelmed, burned out. You'll be that typical LO that we see at our events that's sitting out in the hall when we're dropping $4,000 ideas and they're scrambling to get an updated pre-approval in Calyx Point because an agent dropped something on them last minute without respecting their process. And I just don't want that to be you because that was me. And while that was happening to me, I was a full-time fireman doing two of the most stressful jobs out there in the world. And I burned out. I absolutely burned out. So guys, like, I want to just pause there at that point before we even get into the intake portion of it, because that's such a big key component to what we do. And I'd love to get your guys' feedback, because I know you guys as well have a similar kind of strategy and mindset.
Well, you said it, you hit it on the head with mindset, because that's where it all starts. And the agent that you were talking about was like, this is what I need to do to win this deal. And as loan officers, we tell ourselves, well, man, I need this deal. So I'm going to get up from the dinner table at 8 o'clock with my wife and I'm going to answer this call. I'm going to walk outside of my kid's soccer game as he's running down the field on the breakaway because I'm going to make a few thousand dollars for answering this call. And the bottom line is like, at what expense and what's it worth to you? And the second you value yourself more than you value the transaction, like the whole world changes. And the problem with doing it the way that we're talking about and the way that so many people do it is you're only as good as your last deal. I mean, Shane, your number one referral partner, as soon as you wouldn't do it the way that he needs it done, like, you're out. So I have no space in my life for people who I'm only as good as the last deal. I mean, the people that I work with in my office, the partners that we have in the real estate world, like, we're partners. Like, we have good times together. We have bad times together. My team screws up something. They screw up something, but we work together to fix it as a team, not like your fault. Like, no, man, like, shit happens. We got to fix it and we got to make it better. But the mindset of I need this. Like, you're always going to need it unless you make a mindset shift to not. And like, dude, if it's a difference and you're starting out, you're only going to close two deals this month versus three deals, the compound effect it'll have when you align yourself with the right people, you'll be closing 6, 8, and 10 much quicker by saying no to that kind of business now. And that's what you have to grasp, because you can't build it when it comes, because you're going to be able to close 10 deals a month. But you're going to have all those people that, I mean, you're just their bitch. Like, yeah. Like,
well, we dropped Shane, the first swear word of the day, so now we know we're going to get, you know, censored.
Hey, so Shane, I know we like to keep these, you know, short. Somebody may be listening in the car. So So I know your power conversation is fairly detailed. And if somebody really wants more, they can jump into Next Level or join us at a live event. So give us kind of in the next just 3 or 4 minutes, a great kind of overview of some of the key points you hit and how you set those expectations up front.
Yeah. So the referral partner's on board. They send me the lead the correct way. I schedule a call. This is something that we have to emphasize. I don't necessarily jump on the phone when they call me. I schedule a call. And I learned this from one of our contributors and coaches who is impactful in my life. It's about positioning yourself to be in the power position. So I'm in control. So I schedule calls. I use Calendly. And I also have a personal assistant who is like, she's the boss. And she schedules out my calendar and I book those out. So I'm prepared to do the call the way I need to do the call. I'm in front of my computer. I'm not in my car. I'm not doing napkin notes. It's in my CRM. So I can dictate that process. So I'm sitting at my desk. I schedule the call. I call them and I'll say, hey, Kellen, it's Shane over at Dwell Mortgage. How are you today? Start the dynamic. Hey, is this still a good time for our chat? You can expect this call to take 15 to 30 minutes. If I hear kids in the background screaming, I know they're in their car. I'm going to drill in on making sure that like this is a powerful time and I'm the one driving the importance of the call. If I don't make this call seem important, then they won't think it's important and they won't be paying attention. And that's when I set the exam. I set the standard for a specific item on the deal. They forget, they don't hear it, and it blows up later. So if they say, hey, I'm really busy, but I've got a few minutes, I say, all good, Kellen. Let's reschedule another time when you have 15 to 30 minutes uninterrupted for us to go through this. And then I get off the call. And then I call the referral bar and say, hey, they only had 3 minutes. They were in their car. The conversation wouldn't go well. Just a heads up, I reschedule. Let's say they go, I'm good, I'm free, I'm ready to go. I got my notes in front of me. That is my client, right? That's my ideal client. I'm walking them through the process and I'm basically pre-qualling them on the phone. So Kellen, tell me a little bit more about yourself. How did you get here today? And they say, well, you know, I'm meeting with this agent, I'm looking to buy a house, and I'm just taking notes. And I'll even tell them, hey, Kellen, I'm gonna be typing as we talk. I'm not browsing YouTube. I'm taking notes for my team so that we're on the same page. And that might be a segue for me to introduce my team. Hey, as I mentioned, Kellen, like team's a big deal to me. I'll speak about my past. Hey, I was a retired fireman. Team is huge. You're going to be interacting with my loan partner and my client concierge quite a bit more than me. I'm like Pete Carroll. Think of them as Russell Wilson. They're really the quarterback on this deal. So I'm framing them as the expert. They're not my assistant. It's not my staff member. They're my business partners. They're my loan partners. They're key like members of the team. They're the quarterback. And then I'm walking them through and I'm asking them those key questions. What I'm doing is I'm looking for the blind spots. It's the things you don't know, you don't know. The client who's in the process of getting divorced but isn't divorced. The one who has a bankruptcy that doesn't show on their credit report. The one that does have another home, but it's free and clear, but it has massive HOAs and it doesn't show, right? Things like that. So as I'm going through my list, I'm asking them questions. I'm resetting the expectation every time something comes up. And I'm starting to figure out if they're the right fit. And so a couple of the things as I'm doing that, I'm asking them about all of those things that you know on your deal blow up. Have you ever had a financial hardship? What that means is boom, 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 boom in the last 7 to 10 years. Yeah, I had a bankruptcy, but it was many years ago. I pause. Anytime I see risk, I pause and I say, tell me more. Well, I had a bankruptcy. When did it record? Do you have the paperwork? And again, I'm diving in almost like a junior underwriter to make sure that they understand the level of scrutiny that an investor or an underwriter is going to take on their deal. And I tell them that, hey, listen, don't blame me. These are the government's rules, not mine. If it was Bank of Shane, it'd be far simpler. I'm just the middleman helping you get this through. So think of me as your advocate to structure your loan. So when we submit it to all those different groups, we can get you in the best product at the best rate we possibly can that fits your needs. And then I walk them through. And at the end of that conversation, 15 to 20 minutes, I really have a complete picture of who they are, or I have a complete picture of what I need to get more information on. The last thing I'll typically ask him is, Kellen, what are you looking for in a lender? And I'll say, what type of partnership would you like? I said, it's really important to me that we become friends. We look at you as clients for life, and we have a whole plan around that. So this is the start of the relationship, not the end. This 30 days, this 45 days isn't the beginning and the end. This is the beginning of a really long-term relationship. My goal, Kellen, is to close your next 4 deals. And I tell them that. I tell them what I intend to do. It's going to be such a good process. You're going to love my team so much that you're going to want to come back to me.
That's awesome.
I say, what are you looking for in a lender? And they'll say, I want fast, cheap, and good. I'm like, okay, tell me more. What do you mean by that? When you say cheap, what do you mean? It's different to everybody. Well, I just want to get a good deal. What does it mean to get a good deal? I want it to be fast. What does it mean to be fast? How much of that program are you going to be invested in as the consumer? Hey, I want to be competitive. What does competitive mean to you? So guys, this is not a lazy call. It's a power call because this is where you make your $4,000 commission. Yep. This is where you make or break the next 30 days. Now, anytime I have something that comes up, I reset the expectation. Say, hey, this is, you know, this was typically a 1 to 2 day process. With your complexities, your challenges, not issues, complexities and challenges, it's going to take longer. I'm going to reach out to your agent to let them know where we sit today. I'm going to send you an email with notes of this call as soon as we get off the phone. And I'm going to CC your agent. Are you okay with that? No, I'm not. Tell me more. I may not be working with that agent. Hey, that's really good for us to know because at this point, we really have to have our team dialed in for this process. Are you comfortable with me reaching out to the agent to make sure we're on the same page? So again, the goal is every time they show an issue, they bring something up that might be a red flag, I dive into that head first. And I don't like shy away from it. I embrace that and say, tell me more.
Man, that's awesome. So I know like, so hopefully if you're listening to this call, you got, I mean, there were some really great nuggets in there, Shane. And I think if you're an LO listening to this, I mean, I felt the cringe when you were talking about walking out of a soccer game or getting up from the dinner table. I think, you know, I think all originators have had that experience at some point in their career. We all know that feeling. And if you don't, well, then you just haven't been in the business long enough. So I love what you're saying, man. Hopefully, I think some of these points around power conversations have really resonated with some of the people listening here. But if you want more, I mean, this is a really in-depth topic. We've got some fantastic videos on this that really go into in-depth with exact scripting and what to say and how to set it all up. And Shane really takes us through from start to finish. Again, you can hop over to becomenllo.com. Again, becomenllo.com. And join us. It's $197 a month. You can get access to all of our cool stuff, all of our information, all of our scripts, all of our videos. It's super easy. And we'd love to have you in the Next Level family. So, man, thank you guys, Sean, Shane. I appreciate you guys being here today. We try to keep these short and sweet so you loan officers can get what you need and move on. And thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. And we will see you on the next Next Level podcast. Have a great day.